We're waiting on Albert Hall, who's going to join us in a minute. My friend, co-founder, VP of Business Operations of the NBA Summer League. Let me say this before he comes on. If you got kids, youngsters in your community, if there's ever a chance you can get to Vegas for Summer League, especially for our West Coast listeners who can drive there from L.A., Southern California, I would base a vacation with kids just to go to Vegas and go to NBA Summer League. It is brilliant. It gets bigger and bigger every year. Kids, fans, but I'm talking about the kids. I have a 16, soon to be, and 14-year-old. They spend the whole day at Summer League. They go from arena to arena. They watch all the action. And Albert Hall now joins us. Albert, you got to be thrilled with this draft and the players that are going to be coming through Summer League. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, JT. How you doing, buddy? Yeah, we are fired up, man. Couldn't be better lining up for us. I mean, as far as all the players, the number one versus number two, as you said, I heard your intro there. I mean, 8 games in one day. I mean, you and your son know you guys have been out there. It's just a great place for hoop heads.
It's incredible because of the access. From going and sitting and watching game after game, getting up, get some food, go to the other arena, they're connected, you watch the other games, and then you come back. And Albert, talk about the access that everyone has with autographs and how these young players make time for all the fans who show up. That's why I think this is such a big event.
Yeah, JT, as you said, I mean, starting in Cox Arena at 1 o'clock during the day, I mean, you can go to a game there, catch the other half at 1:30 start time. That goes on each and every day, and you have up to 8 games in a day. And then our concourse is just thriving. It's electric out there with all the different people that you're going to run into. I mean, we've got a junior NBA. We've got NBA fan combine. We've got autograph signings. Each and every rookie spends time. They want to do it. I mean, they're just young and in the league, so they're more than accessible, and you know, we do all of that for a $30 ticket. Imagine that. You can go to 8 games, NBA, sit literally within 5 rows of the court for $30 for adults and $20 for kids.
Albert Hall's our guest, the president of Hall Pass Media. What I love about you, we've been friends for a while, so we'll be talking, and you'll say, hold on, JT, Jerry West needs a seat. Or you're moving this guy. What's it like when you try to, and then you take the celebrities, and they want to sit on the court, and then players, all of a sudden, James Harden will walk in, Carmelo Anthony. I've seen Chris Paul walk into the building, and they want to sit courtside to watch this unbelievable competitive play. I love the guys who aren't even playing that want to come there and watch these young players who are going to thrive in the league.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, they want to see how these guys stack up. There's no doubt about it. These guys are competitors. You know, a young rook comes in with a lot of hype. They want to see what they're made of. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, the summer league, in the off days, when the teams aren't playing, the guys are usually practicing with their teams, or a player who may sign in free agency, they're getting acclimated with their new coaching staff. But everybody comes into the building, and it's just a fun atmosphere. We're removed enough from the regular season where guys, you know, they have their guard down a little bit. I mean, I think I've asked you to move over for a second, you know, maybe sitting down low. And you're like, why? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit LeBron James next to you. So you never know who's going to sit down next to you. It's a lot of fun out there.
Albert Hall's our guest. Hey, what's going on with Lonzo Ball? Because you know a lot of these young players from high school, college, and you know they're coming to you at NBA Summer League. What do you know about this kid? Do you think he'll go number two? It seems like the Lakers want him at number two. And possibly Danny Ainge trading out of that number one pick overall to another team that might want one of these young stars. I mean, this draft looks 5, 6, 7 deep of great franchise players.
Yeah, there's some great players, especially ball handlers in this draft. And as you said, I've had the fortune of watching a lot of these guys over the years with the work we do with Adidas Nation. You know, Ball is a phenomenal passer, a real good floor general, you know, with the ball. But again, there's nothing's refined yet. You know, it's a different level at the pro level. So we're going to see how he translates, just like De'Aaron Fox, just like Dennis Smith, just like Jason Tatum. You know, just like Markelle Fultz. I mean, there's a number of guys in this draft that could really step up and become big-time all-stars, big-time players in the league. So, I mean, that's the beauty of Summer League. It's a litmus test, the ultimate litmus test. It's like, hey, everybody's good on paper, but when you get out there, this is the first indoctrination, and then obviously you got to translate it to the regular season. But I think this draft is loaded. I mean, for us, we're very fortunate. Heck, the Lakers and the Celtics, number one versus two, we'll have that game. we'll have the top five guys going ahead. And the other thing, JT, this year, really good second-year players. You're talking about guys like Jamal Murray and Chris Dunn and Jaylen Brown and maybe Ben Simmons. I mean, these guys, those guys will all be out there wanting a piece of these rooks, too.
You mentioned Fultz. I want to get back to him for a second. We didn't see him play a lot at Washington, obviously. So Fultz is out of college quickly, and everybody's talking about his handle and what he can do and his shot, and is he more refined than Lonzo? I think this is the reason why NBA Summer League is so important, to be able to watch this kid play so we're aware of his talents before the preseason starts in the NBA. Do you think when we see Fultz show up or Ball, it's going to pack out these gyms and the crowds are going to be overwhelming?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, we're telling people, hey, get your tickets early. And if there's a game you want to see, I mean, you're going to have to get there early because you got to remember there's people there watching all eight games, right? So you can't just show up for that game. But I think, you know, these guys are all going to translate at different styles. I mean, Fultz is a scorer, right? So can he do what he did at Washington, you know, and does that translate into the NBA? But I think we're going to have great crowds. Last year we had the over 16,000 for the Brandon Ingram-Ben Simmons game. And, you know, each year it grows. I mean, when we started with this thing, you know, we had very few people in the stands, and it was six teams, and we weren't sure what we had, but we've just grinded at this thing over the years. And, you know, we work real hard, and we're passionate about it. We always try to get better, just like the players. And what it's become is really that hotbed for the business of basketball. It's not just the games that are going on. There's ancillary events. There's fundraisers. There's different things taking place and meetings throughout the day. And then it's comes right off of free agency. So everybody's in that basketball business mode.
I cannot speak more highly of it than I am now. I'm telling you, NBA Summer League in Vegas is one of the best events I go to year in and year out. Albert, tell us where we can get tickets, the website, how everybody can put a trip together and get out to Vegas.
For sure. We'd love to have you. So NBATickets.com starting on Monday, 10 a.m., or go to the UNLV box office or 702-739-FANS. But NBATickets.com and then hashtag NBA Summer, or go to NBA.com/Summer League. All the information is there, and we love to see you out there. We got hotel packages available, great seating available, and like I said, 67 games in 11 days. You can't miss it.
Congratulations on all your success. I'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.